Sandwiched somewhere between Storm Dudley and Storm Eunice, it can only be the one and only Sean Defoe. How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad at all. Now I'm waiting for this mad storm to hit. How about you?
Batten down the hatches. Now, hopefully it won't be as bad as they're making out, but the prime times tomorrow are, I think, between 3 a.m. and 11 a.m., so hopefully not going to be too bad on all of that. But you have to take these things seriously, can we say?
You do, even though it's kind of hard to... We've talked about the names of these storms in the past, but it's hard to take Eunice and Dudley as seriously as we might take others, but yes, we do.
Indeed. And Dudley turned out to be quite cuddly in the finish of it.
Well, this is cuddly Dudley, yeah. Totally. It wasn't bad at all.
You're right. We have to man up on these storm names. Simple as that. Well, what sounds like a line from a mafia movie, would you like to sleep among the fishes in an underwater hotel?
This is a really cool story. So Australia is proposing a first underwater hotel that would let you quite literally sleep next to the fish in the Great Barrier Reef. It's sort of kind of 15 meters underwater. You can kind of see out. It depends on how afraid of sharks and these creatures you are, I suppose. Like if you woke up in the middle of the night and there's this shark kind of just staring in at you or butting its head against the glass, you can imagine something going wrong. But it's a really interesting idea. It sounds like somewhere you would absolutely love to stay, as long as you're not afraid by this kind of things. It's an interesting one. Like, tourism to the Great Barrier Reef has kind of got controversial in the last few years, hasn't it, because of the impact of global warming and
the impact of everything else,
that it's actually, a lot of it is dying. So you need to pick the location very carefully, or it might suddenly be so. In 5 years you wouldn't be looking at anything great.
Not to mention the money you'd probably need. It'd be down to your local credit union to get a loan, I'd say, to stay there.
I think, even the credit union, you might need a bit more than that. You might need a few credit union loans and tell nobody. But it sounds really good. It says, like, from the kind of sanctuary that's there at the minute, you can observe 1,500 different species of fish, as well as turtle, rays, and, these sea monsters, I suppose you could call them, that are all sorts of strange kind of creepy crawlies that you find under there. So, it sounds interesting anyway. You wouldn't want it. You'd want to be, like, the thing I'd get nervous about is the windows. I'd be looking and going, is this triple glazed? Double glazed only? Oh, right, okay. I need to pay extra for the triple glaze, right?
Yeah, you see that little bit of water on the floor and you begin to get a little nervous.
You wouldn't want to be claustrophobic either, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think you would.
At what point would it start feeling like you were now the one in the fish tank? With the fish looking in. It's sort of kind of like a mind bender there.
And all of that. Well, the Beatles years ago had a song called 8 Days a Week, but we're looking at, among many European countries now at the minute, all going for a 4-day week. How's about that?
This is something I am incredibly behind. I'm not sure, we were saying off air, I'm not sure it would work for us. Maybe you'd have to pre-record an entire show on a Friday or something, skip out of the office.
The one day something major had happened that your still pre-recorded voice had made no response to.
Absolutely, yeah. I just have to hope that no news happens just on Thursday evening and say, this is definitely what happened and nothing happened on a Friday. Don't pay attention to a Friday. But this is a new right that they're getting in Belgium, of all places, where they're going to have a right to request a 4-day working week. And it's a little bit like our new right to request to work from home. You'll be able to request it, but your employer doesn't actually have to grant it. It's up to them, and you have to meet all these different criteria. But it's an interesting one, because if you could do it, you're still doing the same amount of hours. You're doing four 10-hour days to make up for not working, say, the Friday or the Monday or whichever day it is, but then you get a 3-day weekend. That sounds great to me.
I would have thought so too, yeah.
Mainly because I never do an 8-hour day anyway, so it always ends up being 10 days if I get the extra day off. So I think it'd be great, especially now with all the working from home. It might actually, I don't know, would it put an end? Could you do the 10 hours from home, or is doing like home working and 4-day week, is that just chancing your arm and asking for too
much? There could be a little bit extensive of chancing your arm there, but apparently they're going to try it. Most countries are going to try it for a period of 6 months, so you'll get a 6-month trial period with no repercussions if you want to go back or stay or whatever the story is.
Yeah, Iceland has done it before, and they said that it was an overwhelming success there, and they just found that people were happier but also more productive. That actually, when you knew you only had the 4 days and your 10 hours, you fit a lot more in, and you were kind of like, you're not, you know, dossing about for an hour after lunch, kind of swanning into the office late or whatever, that you were right, okay, fair enough, I'll have my 3 days, and then you work like the clappers for four and just enjoy your average long weekend as it is. And that it has benefits for the environment as well as what they were saying in Iceland, largely because you didn't have as many cars on the road in any one particular day, not as much traffic and big traffic jams then as well, so people were on the road for less. So I think it'd be great. It'd be something definitely worth trying.
My God, Sean, they need you as a spokesperson. Can I just say that all the stuff you've outlined there and your own work practices impress the hell out of me. You've sold it to me.
It's one of those, it's sort of a strange one when you go, I remember looking into the history of it before, because it wasn't uncommon at the start of the last, in fact it was fairly standard at the start of the last century, that it would be a 6-day week. Like the 5-day week isn't that new a concept, really,
in the big scheme of things.
In the big scheme of things. So, yeah, it's only the natural step. I then look forward to jumping on the three-day-a-week campaign.
See how that goes. Sean, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great rest of week, whether you're working 3, 4, or 5, or even 8 days a week. Have a good
one. Too many. Go on, talk to you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.